Good morning. Today is October 27th, and you're listening to OK OK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. The promise from the scriptures today is that we can confess our sins and receive mercy. People who cover over their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and forsake them, they will receive mercy. That's Proverbs 28, verse 13. It is difficult to admit our mistakes, and it's hard to say that we're wrong. It's very hard to say we're sorry, and yet we need to be people who don't constantly attempt to cover up our sins. I don't know about you, but I get tired of people who always blame their problems on somebody else. I've known a few in my day, and I react strongly against it when I catch my children doing it. I try to teach them to take responsibility for their actions and to admit when they're wrong. Here in the Old Testament, the Bible tells us that covering up sin doesn't move us ahead, and instead, we'll spend so much time trying to remember what we said to whom that eventually we will get caught. How much better to be honest right from the start? How much better to confess and forsake wrongdoing? This verse says that we will receive mercy from the ones that we have wronged, we hope, but always from God. The New Testament promises, if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. Please join me in today's prayer. You say, Lord, that people who cover their sins won't prosper. When we confess and forsake our sins, we'll receive mercy. Give my child the strength of character to take responsibility for her actions and not to blame others. I pray that she'll be able to admit her wrongdoing and seek forgiveness from you and from the person that she has wronged. I pray that my child will not only confess her sins, but will also forsake them. You promise that when we confess our sins to you, you'll forgive us and cleanse us. Draw my child back to you when she needs to seek forgiveness, and give her the assurance of your faithful mercy. We ask these things in your name, Lord.